With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey everybody, what's going on? Rob Sestradino back for another tour on the Real Love Boat recap here on Rob Has a Podcast. Again, thank you to our listeners for making the Real Love Boat recap here on Rob Has a Podcast the number one Real Love Boat recap podcast on the internet for the third week going. And with me, of course, our amazing crew. We are so excited to have back with us, of course, our bartender. It's Jenny Autumn. Jenny, how are you?
I'm great. I actually just went and snorted a line of lavender.
Oh my God.
Feeling very sensual.
Yes. Yes. Okay. Go easy.
Sorry.
Okay.
Okay. Get those crazy hands down.
Oh my God.
I'm sorry.
Oh my God. I wasn't expecting that. Okay.
Too sensual too soon. Sorry.
Yes. Okay. And of course, back with us, of course, our activity director, it's Kirsten McInnes. Kirsten, how are you?
I am great. I've heard that sensual experiences are meant to be shared. And so I'm really glad to share this episode of Real Love Boat with the two of you.
Okay. Yes. I was going to say it smells like soap and pheromones in here. So very nice to be back here with you to talk about an episode of the Real Love Boat, episode number three, where a man named Jay got on the love boat and now is off the love boat.
Yeah. And like, what, 48 hours?
It's the fault for that minutes. Lays squarely in Ezra's shaker because mm-hmm. it's her fault that he got sent home. I think I will get to it, but I
wow.
do. I do.
Okay.
Wow.
Shots fired on friend of the podcast, bartender Ezra.
Listen, I love her. It's like, I'm not like disparaging her. I just think her choice directly dealt to it.
Might have stirred the pot too much.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's drama.
All right. The Real Love Boat set sail for Marseille, France. We'll talk about everything on an episode where it was status quo. No shakeups except at the bar.
I think Jerry had some shakeups as well.
Jerry had some shakeups.
Listen,
yes.
Jerry's always shaking it up, and that's the best part of the show.
I was waiting for Rob to follow his lead and just show us his back hair to start the episode.
Oh, look, I don't want to get demonetized on YouTube, okay?
Oh, no.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, that's a follow another one of my links in my link tree for that video, okay? But... we will get into everything here from this week's episode of The Real Love Boat. Happy to have you back here with us once again as this is Wild Wednesdays here on Rob's Podcast, as we are the only place in town to cover all 3 hours of CBS Reality Wednesday. We're doing it. They said it couldn't be done.
Yeah. And look at us. We're doing it. Well, mm-hmm. You're doing it, Rob. I'm only claiming this portion.
Yeah, I'm doing it with a lot of help, but we're making it all happen. Kirsten, what's your feelings 3 weeks into Real Love Boat?
I mean, I think the show is fun. I think that there are, you know, some things that could be done to make it a little bit less predictable, but I've been laughing every week, and that is all I could ask for from a show called The Real Love Boat.
Yes, I agree. Jenny, for you?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, I love that it's not taking itself too seriously, which is very essential because, you know, a lot of these dating shows should not be taking themselves seriously. I mean, all of them shouldn't really be. I'm definitely taking a little bit of issue with some of the format. It's really disappointing to see them bring in people and then just be like, well, they were here for a little bit. Like, what was the point of them?
Yeah. Should have got here early. You snooze, you lose, Jay. Yeah.
And I don't know if I am just simple, but they definitely, like, I definitely found myself thinking, like, Jay's definitely not just going here, right? I don't know if it was like maybe a bit of wishful thinking, but like they did kind of fool me a little bit with how they edited what people were saying, I guess. I don't know. So at least there was a little bit of intrigue, but I would like if they're going to be bringing in people to turn heads for that to actually happen. And I don't know if there's something about like the format of the show that is like keeping people from wanting to like stray away from something that they've already started.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, with the power changes every week, right? And I think maybe because the show doesn't take itself seriously at all, people are probably fearful of what will happen the second they don't have the power to make the decision. Whereas on, you know, a show like Love Island also doesn't take itself that seriously, but people make really deep connections and do explore their options a little bit more. So I think the date structure, if that changed, it would probably make a big difference, but it's fine.
I also just think like the cast is like, these are people that are not necessarily like wannabe like actors and influencers and stuff. Like they're like mostly normal seeming people. And perhaps they're like less likely to just like do the unpredictable thing to make good TV. And so I think that maybe that's also playing a part here where we're not getting like, I don't know, the like 21-year-old that walks in and is like, I'm just here to like be the villain and like make people mad. Maybe next episode. I don't know. Yeah. But I just feel like everyone is like genuine and that doesn't always make for great like drama.
So we're not getting to see the couples together that much. So it's hard for us to gauge how close they are, right? Like every clip they show us of Elisa and Nathan, it's like, oh, they don't vibe. They're not really getting along that well for the most part. And then all of a sudden it's like, oh no, but they are going to continue to pick each other. And it's like, they're not showing us why.
And I think it's also just from the production standpoint, like I think we do have to look at this through the sliding doors of like, what if Brett didn't get unwell last week? Okay, so this was a little bit, we are veered off course. Okay, so last week, if that would have, held to the plan, Brett and Brooke would have still paired up and Nicole would have gone home. This week, presumably, Dean and Jay, two guys, would have shown up, and then it would have been, okay, Now, look, I don't think any of the women were going to, swap their partners. Elisa might still be the only person there who's considering swapping. But now the women are picking, and now there's seven guys, and two of them are gonna go home in this spot. Probably would be still be Dean and Jay, but it would be maybe like a little bit more of some wild cards at the end.
Because at least if there are two new people, there's like a couple different ways things can go.
Yeah.
And, you know, maybe if someone isn't like really feeling the connection with a certain person, but like they like we've seen this happen in like Love Island and stuff like that, where they're like, you know, they're not really with someone right now, but like they're going to pick this person because they like them as a friend. And like, hopefully like new people will come in for both of them. So I would like to see a little bit of that, because I am sure that some of these people that are paired up together are like, well, this is working for me for now, but until like literally Elisa has been saying like, if someone as good looking as Nathan comes in, or maybe not even as good looking as Nathan comes in and is like more personable, I might choose them. So I do think that like some of these people are definitely like hedging their bets a little bit. And it could take the right person to come in, but I don't know. There's just too many people playing it safe. Come on.
I would love to see like next week, two women and one more man come in, right. And then there'll be like one more total couple, but it gives a little bit more room for things to shift and change. I don't think that that's coming with this format, but I think it'd be a really easy fix to have more like a man and a woman come in together, or people are safe their first sail away ceremony, or just a little bit more to give people a chance.
Yeah, Jay was robbed. Give him safety. Yeah,
he's ready for children. Come on.
Yeah.
And I think that maybe it was just edited that way. I think that there was reason for both Elisa and Nicole to be interested. And then they're just like, well, I'm also still kind of entertaining this thing and I have to make a choice. And they weren't ready to make that choice for whatever reason. I don't think that Jay was a bad person to have around. He's probably better suited for most of these people than a lot of the guys that are still there. So,
okay. Now, last week's episode, we did have the big cliffhanger of Brett. He was unwell. He had to leave. Did we get any updates this week as to the status of Brett?
Oh, my God.
I've missed it.
Okay.
I've seen a lot of speculation online about what it could mean. There's lots of different theories.
Lots of speculation. Maybe,
but I haven't seen anything official.
We may need to turn it over to the mess magnets for the case of.
Can you investigate?
Yes. What's going on with Brett? In the meantime, I do have a story here that comes to us from trusted website celebdoco.com. What happened to Brett DeLaura on the Love Boat? Why did he left the show? /family and net worth. What happened to Brett?
I really
want to
know his family and net worth.
Family and net worth is so important. Did he left the show?
CelebDoco.com is reporting that viewers were keen to know about Brett deeply, but he left the show highlighting the illness, even though what kind of illness was not expressed clearly. Similarly, the Real Love Boat show follows the adventure of single people finding their love on a luxury ship. The show is about romantic couples and is full of entertainment. It premiered on CBS and started on October 5th, 2022.
Is all true.
Yes. Okay. So this is incredible that AI is able to write. Yeah. I guess this is a file photo of Brett.
Source Instagram.
Brett posted this reel that is very strange. That just shows the clip of like Ezra saying that he's unwell, and with the caption like thinking face emoji at Real Love Boat CBS # what happened to Brett. He's not saying, he's building a mystery on purpose.
He's going for that mysterious guy like, you know, vibe.
But people don't like it. Look at this comment. So annoying that this is now turning into a joke, leaving everyone guessing when we were genuinely concerned. Angry emoji.
Okay.
Incorrect.
Okay. Well, that angry emoji, I guess that is certainly worse than what we were feeling, which was
Sad face emoji, everybody.
Yeah. Okay. What happened to Brett on the Love Boat? Why did he leave the show? Celeb Doko reporting. Yes, Brett DeLora left the show, the Real Love Boat, soon after he joined. The show expressed he had to go based on his health problems. Many viewers were excited to see the new face and know more about this personality, but he disappointed them. Even though what kind of health problem was not briefly described, he created a goodbye moment. After knowing his departure, some admirers even told him they were just seeing the show because of him and may quit watching if he leaves.
Wow.
Along with his hype and demand, the showmakers might make some kind of compromises and deals to bring him back, but it all depends on the rising star, Brett.
What?
Yeah.
Where's he going?
Yes, this is all, this is from author Maneem Bhandari. She is an enthusiast in reading novels, and every day starts with writing an article for Celeb Doko.
I mean, the article was
this is not a real person.
Enthusiastic.
This is not so, a real.
No, good for her. She loves pop culture. I get it.
Yes.
I should start writing a daily article for Celeb Doko.
Also, even though this article is entitled, What Happened to Brett DeLora on the Love Boat? Why did he left the show, family and net worth? As it pertains to his net worth, I don't know, a little bit of a bait and switch.
He doesn't have
Brett DeLora's,
rising star, Rob.
Yes. Brett DeLora's net worth is unknown at present, but now after his early popularity, he can earn hefty by involving in such series.
Like a hefty garbage bag?
What?
I mean, maybe it's just me. Stuff like that it tickles me to no end. I'm going to spend the rest of my night on celebdoko.com.
Oh my God. Rob, you've got to
find out everyone's net worth.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if there's any articles about you on that website, Rob. We'll have to explore that another time.
I'll write one.
Yeah, I guess so.
I'm
going to
be the new contributor.
Every day we will wake up and write an article about Rob Sesternino for celebdoko.com.
Like, what is life in 2022 that something happens on TV and then just like computers write a bunch of like clickbait articles about it? It's incredible.
Yeah, gotta get those clicks.
Yes. Okay. All right.
They got ours. So
yeah, everybody's asking about what's happening with Brett, but nobody was. Yeah. There's no articles written about the ping pong balls and what's going on. More on that to come later in Ping Pong Gate.
Listen, I'm fully on board with Ping Pong Gate.
Okay.
It is a big conspiracy, and I don't appreciate that they think we're dumb. Mm-hmm. That's all I'm gonna say.
All right.
Think I can't see there's no name.
Hang in there, Jenny. Okay.
It's taken a lot out of me. I'll do my best to hang in there.
We're going
to
get back to that. Okay.
Okay.
All right. This week's episode, we got to spend some time with Nicole and Dean. We met, somebody in the comments is calling him Dumb Dean. Come on.
He said he has a lot of thoughts in there. Okay. Mm-hmm.
He's Daffy Dean.
Mm-hmm. Daffy Dean.
He's just a goofy guy. Okay.
Not a goofy gal.
He's more than just a goofy guy. How dare you, Jenny?
He's a goofy guy. Not smart is what I'm saying. It's like you, just because you're goofy and having a laugh doesn't mean you don't have thoughts and that you don't have great conversations. Mm-hmm. It just so happens that they're not showing them to us.
For sure.
That's not his fault, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Very fair.
We checked in also with Jordan and Kendra. For Kendra, it's one and done if you cheat on Kendra. Yeah. That's, me too.
Same.
Yeah.
It should be. I wish I could say the same for myself.
I think moving forward, you would be, Jenny. All of us have things past in the past Jenny, you regret.
Yeah.
Past Jenny, maybe not.
And what is the definition of cheating even?
Oh, well.
Oh, my God.
I mean, ask Elisa.
You have to set a clear boundary. Yeah. Jordan says he's not a player.
He just crushes a lot?
Yeah. Thank you. Thanks, Rob. I was looking into that. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So we're off to the port of Marseille this week. And boy, Daniel and Shaylin, I mean, like they're OTP for me.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I was very relieved to see how excited Daniel was to pick Shaylin at the end of the last sail away ceremony, because I ship them. I cruise them. Mm-hmm. I real love boat them. So this, yeah, this is OTP. This is who Emily and Marty wish they were. Mm-hmm. They are the ones that should be together, but they are also getting airtime.
Yeah.
Well, they have personalities that we can see on the show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Daniel and Shailen,
they're good.
Don't play with us. You better be married by the time the show's over. God. Yeah. We're not messing around, Kirsten.
Married by the end of the show?
Engaged.
Well, I mean, Jerry said in the interview we had with him, Rob, like he's like going to a wedding. Like, like he didn't say there was going to be a wedding, but he was like, I want to go to these people's weddings. And I was like, who?
Mm-hmm.
Let me know. Is it Daniel and Shailen? Because I think so. It should be.
Mm-hmm.
I have seen Shailen on TV since this show had started.
Yeah.
She's on I don't know if it's like Bet 365 or something. Like she's on one of those like sports betting commercials, at least on Canadian television.
Does she have a ring on her finger?
On like Sportsnet. Oh my God.
She's probably not allowed to. She wouldn't be allowed to wear it though until the show.
They keep stuff locked down.
Even in a commercial?
I will pay more attention.
I think so, yeah.
Is she playing herself in the commercial, Jenny?
Yeah, it says like her name and it says like actress, model, host or something.
Jenny, can you log on to Bet365 to see if we can make any wagers about what's going to happen on the Real Love Boat?
Ooh. That's my kind of thing.
Will Brett return? Is that one of the things we can bet on?
Yeah. I don't know. It should be.
If enough fans, says, you know.
Oh, it's Bet99. Sorry. Bet99. But it's the same.
Yeah.
It's the same. It's one of those.
Okay. All right, so we see Ezra and Matt, and they're really like they've got all the tea on everybody. They're talking about just yapping about last night's. The lovebirds are humming.
Yeah, I really Ezra has very strong opinions on these couples and on who is compatible with who. And I do think that she has her finger on the pulse more so than Matt and Paolo do. But. Like Matt is like, I don't know. Daniel's too young for Shailen. And I was just like, no, Daniel and Shailen are adorable and I love them.
Well, I think that Matt is like projecting perhaps where
Matt has a crush on Shailen.
Well, I just think that Matt is like, I was an F boy at his age. So he must be. And I think he just can't like conceive of a man of Daniel's age just being like ready to settle down, because I think that maybe that was his experience. This is just my interpretation of it, but he's just like, because I don't think that Daniel has done or said anything to indicate that like he's not man enough.
I mean, guy has been engaged before.
Exactly.
I just think that Matt is like, no, Shailen needs a real man, someone older, because he's like, I want to shoot my shot. Like, I am interested.
Do we know if Matt is single and ready to mingle?
Yeah, we don't know his sexual orientation. Mm. We don't know his relationship status.
I know somebody who's met him.
I'm projecting that. Ooh. Yeah. Jenny.
Yes.
I can't fill in those blanks. I don't know his current relationship status. We have to check if there's an article on what is the name of that website?
Celebdoco.com.
Let's get his relationship status, his net worth.
Yeah.
We need his family and net worth.
Mm-hmm. I'll see what digging I can do because I just felt like it was a little bit of projection. I don't know if it's a crush on Shailen like Kirsten thinks, but it could be.
Yeah. Okay.
I just don't think that Daniel is giving any reason to be like, and the age gap is not even that big. Like, I also didn't care for like Matt being like, she's approaching 30, you know, like what's wrong with that?
Mm-hmm.
Only
when you're approaching 30, do you want a real man? Like just women in their 20s can just settle for whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, Matt.
Come on, Matt.
Got engaged 140 weeks ago, so I assume he's probably married by now. It's his pinned post on Instagram. It's the proposal picture.
How quickly do you scroll?
Oh my God. It's his pinned post.
Okay.
So never mind. I guess he probably doesn't have a crush on her because he is really in love with Chloe.
Well, it could just be that it's like, again, he's thinking about who he was at Daniel's age, and he just can't fathom that, you know, he'd be ready to be with a woman like Shaylin.
Okay.
I don't know.
I want to go back to Dean and Nicole. Kirsten, are we liking Dean and Nicole as a couple?
I mean, I think that we're getting to see more of Nicole's actual personality being around him. I feel like she says that she normally goes for a class clown type. It hasn't worked in the past, but she's kind of falling into that pattern again. I still feel like we don't know Dean at all. Like, he's so strange. Like, he says all these goofy things, and then he gets really like, no, but I'm more than just that. And it's like, well, we're not seeing it. Sorry, buddy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's exactly the problem. It's like, I love him. Like, I'm obsessed with him. I was very worried that Nicole was going to pick
Jay,
even though I thought Jay is a catch. But I was like, no, we're going to lose Dean. No, well, we just
Jay and Elisa make sense. Not Jay and Nicole, okay. In my opinion.
I think that's, yeah.
Is this a podcast where we talk about the previews?
I think it should be, right?
I mean, we can. Okay. I mean, why would we not?
Because some people
paid attention.
You know, that I see some people in the comments that say that they go out of their way all week to not watch the Real Love Boat spoiler previews because they don't want any spoilers. So I'm going to ask all those people. I see you. I see you. Okay. I'm going to ask all those people to just put your fingers in your ears for a second because I got to talk about something from the previews. I'm sorry. I see it. Yes, I get it. I'm sorry. That being said, you see, Dean is going to be...
Dean was going fishing.
Yep. Like, M.O.
And
yep.
I feel bad because I have no idea who this woman's, like, what her name is. Yep. But he was right up in it.
Yeah.
And so, because that's the thing is, I was like, you know, we're hearing Dean say, like, Nicole is hot. Nicole is hot.
Oh, I never cheated. Really, yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
But we're not seeing Dean show us what he does. And I think we're about to see what Dean's going to do.
What Dean do?
Mm-hmm. Stay tuned for next week.
And honestly, I wish I didn't have to learn that. Like, I feel like oftentimes watching these shows, I'm burdened with knowledge that I never wanted.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay.
That is my entire podcasting experience. Yeah. Okay. Burdened with
knowledge. Be on the lookout for that next week, even though Dean says that Nicole, he's going to treat her like a queen.
Like a queen that's about to, like, pass?
I don't know.
Is it like how Henry the VIII treated his queens?
Right. Okay. All right. Then we got to see a little bit of time with Elisa and Kendra and Emily, and they're talking mostly about Elisa and Nathan and freaking Nathan. Sending Elisa a lot of mixed signals. Don't forget, I mean, this is the same guy who talked about how like Nathan, you know, what's the thing that you like most about a woman?
Is there any things you look for in a girl?
Big butt, I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah. Also, you Nathan shy.
is it that, you know, Elisa's, she's not enough of a big booty Judy for him.
Oh,
and
God.
So he's not feeling compelled to act on the physicality. I don't know.
No, it's about respect, Jenny. If he does anything,
I mean,
it's not good.
We do get some more context for why he is the way he is. But Elisa is very confused because she's like, we're clearly physically attracted to each other and he is not making a move. And I'm not really learning much about him.
And it's like interspersed with Nathan talking to the men like, oh, yeah, I'd rather start out as friends rather than just go into dating. But we're also not seeing Nathan pursue friendship activities with Elisa, which I think is why we're so confused by this.
Mm-hmm. She's looking for anything. Yeah. Nathan, that he really wants to be friends with Elisa because he feels like that if they have any sort of like physical relationship, then that's just going to be a hookup and it can't work. To which I say, who hurt you, Nathan?
Yeah.
I think a better question is, Nathan, who have you hurt?
Yeah. No, because right. To me that says, like, I don't respect a woman that, like, puts out on the first date. I'm like, like, mm-hmm. I don't know, my little sensors are going off.
Yeah, a little,
like,
red flag pops up when he says that.
Might have been salmon colored, you know, but I was a little concerned about the fact that he's basically like, I cannot make out or have sex with you, or else I will not, I will just treat you as a hookup. And these things can intermingle.
Why can't he just have a little peck? Isn't that respectful?
Maybe he can't control himself. It's like, it's, you know, opening the floodgates. Who knows where things go? He can't even entertain that as a possibility.
Can't hold these two things in his hand at once. Hold on. Are you like my girlfriend, or are you a hookup? Because we just kissed. doesn't make sense. Okay.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Let's talk about today's activity. Matt tells everybody, all right, time to go ashore. Make sure to bring your swimwear. Okay. And they go out into the fields of Marseille. Did not know so much about lavender. Curves, you know anything about lavender?
I know it keeps spiders away.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
Yeah, be careful with, obviously, if you have pets, but lavender essential oil mixed with water, if you like spray it around the edge of a room, it can help keep spiders out.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to use it on my balcony. Jeez.
Yeah, hell yeah. But, you know, bonjour.
Very enthusiastic.
Yeah. Robin Jenny, bienvenue.
Yes.
A Marseille.
Yes. Welcome. Okay.
You are on par with Rebecca.
Yes.
I mean, I wasn't trying to say.
No,
it
I know. That's what I'm saying. That was pretty good.
I mean, Rebecca remains French is like on par with like,
All right. Well, we are here where there is plenty of lavender fields. It is so romantic, and Jerry is getting into it.
Take a whiff of this stuff. Look at this. It's lavender. Oh, I'm getting wasted on this lavender. Oh, give
Jerry's
me some.
High on lavender. And I said, give me some of that, because I, wherever Jerry's going, I want to go, baby.
Yes.
Like,
I want what he's having.
The great thing about Jerry O'Connell is that he commits to the bit.
Yes.
He does not half-ass it.
I want him to host all dating shows now, because like, this is what I've been missing.
Honestly, host every show. Host Big Brother, host Survivor, host Love Island, host The Bachelor.
Host them all.
Give it all to Jerry.
Yeah. Okay. And so our couples, this is kind of an odd challenge. Okay. We're going to go send them out to go do a word scramble, a very easy word scramble for most people. And then you will come back with a bar of soap. And inside this bar of soap is a coin. Okay.
Gold coin.
And you
very
need to
important.
Scrub with the soap for long enough to dislodge the coin.
It's normal.
Like, apparently Marseille is known for soap. Like, I didn't know that lavender was a thing there. Like, this was apparently a big deal. And then also on top of that, they are known for their soap. And so it was like their way of trying to like fold in like what Marseille is known for. But like, let's make it kind of like sexy, but like, oh, not too sexy. Mm-hmm. Like, you have to rub the soap on each other to get the coin out.
It is so strange, but they have very specific instructions. No crazy hands.
Yes. Okay. What does that mean?
No crazy hands. Okay, everybody.
What are crazy hands?
Why is this voice? No crazy hands.
No. Jerry O'Connell.
Crazy hands. Okay, everybody.
He is a Muppet. And I mean this with all of the love in my heart. There was a point during when he was watching this challenge play out where his mouth was agape in such a way that he looked like a Muppet, and I love it. Mm-hmm. It was amazing. The enthusiasm that he has is injected into my veins. I'm not joking when I say I'll have what he's having. Literally,
it's lavender.
It's lavender, baby.
Mm-hmm. Bottle it up and make a new brand of antidepressant, because he can really fix all of us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But yeah, like he had a great time watching this.
Yeah.
I also so if you win the challenge, you get the gold coin, which you can trade for the key to the suite, basically. Like, you have to pay for your hotel room how it's really presented. And
I feel like the key is kind of a necklace.
Medallion.
The key itself kind of looks like a gold coin.
Like an idol.
Very weird.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I love how every single person is like, I instantly knew it was Marseille, but I don't know how to spell.
Yes. That
there's
was
like too many E's, I's, and L's. I just don't know what to do with it. Like,
yeah, lots of problems with trying to unscramble the word. I believe this is Kendra who is struggling here.
I thought I knew how to spell Marseille, and apparently I am no linguist, because I literally messed that up so bad.
She had it right at the tip of her tongue.
I am no linguist.
Couldn't get it. Yeah.
He's a dingus, not a lingus.
I really like during this, Emily and Marty struggle the most and are the slowest runners.
That's right.
And Marty's like, I like this challenge because it kind of reflects challenges in the real world. And I was like, how? Please tell me more. Like, I'm so fascinated by how this specific challenge of running to unscramble a word and then soap each other up to get a gold coin to buy a hotel room is similar to real life in any way.
That's just a standard Tuesday for me over here.
I guess I'm just boring.
I'm often running very, very frantic to unscramble a word so that I can get into the washtub.
Get in the tub. Yeah.
Get scrubbed down.
One thing I thought was disconcerting was Shaylin did strip down to bathing suit, but then got into the tub with socks on.
It was weird. It was like, I feel like wearing socks to bed is an open debate. Like, if it's cold, maybe it's okay. But I've never heard anybody arguing
about
socks
in the tub. Yeah. The only thing I could think of was maybe she forgot. Maybe she was in such a hurry, she forgot she had socks on.
She's like a socks on kind of girl, and just like it feels like a second skin to her, perhaps.
I mean, listen, Gen Z, I mean, she's not Gen Z, but like Gen Z have made toes absolutely unacceptable in public. So maybe she is just not letting the dogs out unless she's getting paid for it, you know?
I was thinking like, okay, perhaps if the challenge was like the challenge where like you're trying to, you know, get as much like mud on you or you know, trying to like squeeze the soap out of you, keeping your socks on so that they absorb things. That makes sense. There is no reason she should have had her socks on here. I don't understand the strategy. I think that it must have just been, there's no time to take off the socks. And they didn't say, don't take your socks off. So,
she's not showing her feet on TV unless she's getting paid for it, because she's an entrepreneur.
Smart.
I respect that. Yeah. You know what?
Jenny, did anybody have a good approach that you liked in terms of the couples in the tub?
Okay. Well, First of all, they all made the obvious mistake at the beginning, which we all knew was going to happen, where it was like the guy was like, and like then they quickly realized that like we need the bigger mass. Like we need the person with the bigger body, more surface area to wear down the soap. So I think obviously that was the strategy. Most of them picked up on it pretty quickly.
Mm-hmm.
But I did. So there was a couple different things that got floated around, and I know we'll get to the hair eventually, but ultimately I was very intrigued because I don't know what I was thinking. Like the one thing I thought was like, okay, definitely go for whoever has like the biggest surface area, and like a big back or something like that. Mm-hmm. And you just like, you're wax on, wax off. Like you're just going to town. But Daniel, being the sharp man he was, thought of, okay, we need to kind of like make some indents into this soap because the gold coin is within the soap bar. And so he's like, we're getting into like pointy, like he said, hard bones. And I was like, what is happening?
Yeah.
But he meant like elbows and knees and shoulders so that you could get some more of an indent into the soap, which I actually thought was very, very
crafty. I thought he was talking about what they would do later in the suite, but that makes a lot more sense.
No, it might have been.
That was just laughing all night. Yeah.
Yeah. Uncontrollably.
I think Jordan had a very interesting method of finding a very small surface area of Kendra's chest and just soaping it until it was raw.
Like, I was thinking, like, would this have been painful is what I was wondering. Because I was like, I feel like if you go over the same spot after a while, like, there's got to be some sort of, like,
it's gonna
soap
hurt.
Rash.
I'm watching the last season of Grey's Anatomy right now. Yes. And there's a whole plot point about a guy, like, is, like, washing his hands compulsively. Oh. And his hands are, like, destroyed. So, this is dangerous. Do not try this at home.
No. Yeah. Rebecca has an idea. She reveals what she would have done.
Here, what would you do? Show us.
I'd be like this.
Yeah. But she also says that really the small of Jerry O'Connell's back is the sweet spot.
It's because of the hair.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Jerry brings it up first.
Yeah. So they think that what Nicole and Dean are doing wrong is that they're not going for apparently Dean's hair needs to be soaped up.
I mean, that coarse curly hair, like I know,
take out,
yeah. I think it would make big suds and probably is like a really winning strategy here. It would dry out his beautiful hair.
Yes. I bet he was probably like,
he was like, do not get my hair wet.
Yeah, he's like, maybe this is fancy Marseille soap, but it's not going on these beautiful curls.
No, absolutely not.
Which I respect. He probably has a routine.
And Jerry's like, oh yeah, like my back, flips around, lifts up his shirt to show his hairy lower back. And I wrote in my notes, poor Rebecca.
Mm-hmm. It was incredible. I don't know that it was quite hairy enough that it could make the indent in the soap.
No, it would have worked. Mm-hmm. That was Jenny. That was pretty hairy. How dare you?
Yeah.
Was this CGI? Do we think that was true hair?
I mean,
oh, interesting.
They're adding hair. They're taking names off of ping
That's
pong
what
balls.
I'm saying.
Like, where is the integrity on this?
There's
show?
Movie magic happening on this show, so I'm not taking anything out of the question.
Yeah. Rebecca spotted Jordan was working the nether regions at one point. Ultimately, Daniel is going to try to bite the coin out, which that doesn't seem like that should be allowed.
Yeah, do you think that's a foul?
I mean, that's a punishment already, like having soap in your mouth, right?
Yeah.
I think maybe like once it's like slightly like coming through that maybe you can try to like wedge it out. But I mean, is there a rule that you can't soap your mouth? All body parts are open, I think
it's implied.
Mm-hmm.
But I actually didn't hate the nether region idea because it was underwater. And so I have to think that, like, if you also have the soap bar underwater, don't you think it's probably because, like, when you put soap underwater, it starts to shrink. So I think that maybe if you're scrubbing, but you're also doing it underwater, the water is going to be doing an extra job of taking it off. And I didn't see a lot of people doing that.
Yeah.
So
They were too busy feeling people up. They didn't realize they could do a lot more under the water.
All right. Well, Daniel and Shaylin, they are going to win. They are headed to the captain's table and to the Love Boat suite. Okay. More on that to come. Shaylin will also get the number one pick at the sail away ceremony. All right. Back on the boat. Hey, we got another visitor. Hey.
Hey.
Is that Jill from the original show?
It's Vicky.
Vicky Steubing?
Her name is Jill, is a human, and yes. Vicky is the character.
Because the character is not a human.
So this is the second time we've had a fake Love Boat cameo.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And because this is the real Love Boat. That's the fake Love Boat, original Love Boat. Yeah.
Love Boat.
And they show up, and I love it so much when they make these like 27 year old people be like, hey,
yeah, literally. I heard someone go, hey, that's Vicky. They don't know.
Vicky Steubing. Really?
It's like, how do they decide who is going to be the person that delivers the line is what I'm wondering. And the other thing I took issue with is that Rebecca and Jerry are like never present for when this happens. And mm-hmm. it's like, they're like two of the only people that like wouldn't possibly know.
And maybe only Jerry. Remember the maybe show. Only Jerry.
Jerry would fanboy too
they're
hard.
Close in age, aren't they? I don't know.
I
just think it's funny because Jill leaves and then immediately it was like one of those things where it's like, oh, we just keep missing each other.
Yeah. I will say, that, you know, look, with all due respect to everybody that served on the fake Love Boat, with all due respect, I feel like they are coming across very preachy in there. Like, look, I know a lot about love. Okay. I've seen it all before. Let me just tell you, when you want to fall in love, go to romantic places. Take my word for it. All right.
The funny part is that we're having this message reinforced that like falling in love on a cruise ship is very great. It's very common, but like, it's also coming with people being like, I've done it a few times. And I was like, well, if it's happened a few times, how are we supposed to trust that this time is going to be the right time?
Well, I think the people who've done it a few times are talking more about making love than falling in love.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The boat rocking. Mm-hmm. Yes, you would say.
Knock, I'm knocking. Mm-hmm.
I do think that like the advice she gave, while it was a little preachy, it wasn't terrible advice. Mm-hmm. It was because it was all about like, you need to be comfortable. Like you need to trust yourself and like, let yourself like, you know, be yourself, because if you are not yourself, you're going to be acting for a long time, which I thought was very cute.
Yeah. But she's an actress.
I know. Maybe she's saying it's not what it's all cracked up to
be. Because she was a child actor. Maybe. Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Like, don't start acting early because you're going to get stuck doing it and it's not that fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That might be the message.
Wow, maybe.
Celebdoco.com has so many art news stories about the Love Boat.
Oh my God.
Okay.
Yeah.
How about, okay, that they've got another story here. The real Love Boat, Matt Mitchum girlfriend, Chloe Jugari.
Beyonce. Come on.
Oh, sorry. Age gap, family, ethnicity, and net worth.
Oh.
Oh, that's strange. Don't click on that. Don't give that one click.
Okay. All right. And then another article here. Who is Shaylin Noyes from Real Love Boat? Wikipedia, age, parents, and net worth.
What are these both the source? Same person? I can't read who they're by.
No, they're by all different authors.
All different people.
Yes. Oh, Ezra. My God. Yes. Ezra. Who are Ezra Freeman's parents? Nancy Guy and Richard A. Freeman, age gap, family, and net worth.
That's a whole thing too, that Ezra, I believe, was adopted from her social media. I've gleaned that. So yes. Interesting.
Okay. But we don't know about her net worth. More on that.
We'll have to ask her directly.
Yes.
And don't go to Wikipedia, even though they might be using it as a source. Go here. They forgot to take that word out of the headline, I guess.
Yeah. Oh, that was their Google search. Yeah. And they just make it the title of the article. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Celeb Doco, as all the top stories.
My Google search, Jenny Autumn, Wikipedia, age gap relationship, family network.
Yes. Oh, my God.
You don't want to click it. You should not click that.
Okay.
Better not knowing.
All right. So we're going to get Rebecca and Jerry back again.
Woo-wee! Is it me or does it smell like lavender and pheromones?
Okay. So let's bring in a new guy. It's Jay. Now, we know very little about Jay. We do not know his net worth, his family, how old his parents are.
His Wikipedia.
He doesn't even have an age gap romance.
Yes, but he is a teacher.
From Sacramento.
Yes, and he was in a relationship where him and his partner, they did not have kids. He's like, hey, look, I'm around kids all day.
Yeah, so she was ready. She was raring to go. And mm-hmm. he was like, I want things to be like, he wasn't ready. He's like, I think that it's important to have a good structure developed before having kids, which listen, I applaud you, Jay. I think more people should have this conversation and be like, are we ready? Because I don't think that a lot of people have those conversations. Mm-hmm. So I respect Jay in this. And they just, you know, that was the reason that they ended the relationship. So it's like, but now he's ready. This is what he tells us. He's ready for kids of his own.
Well, I mean, that's what they say about straight relationships. Like women wait for the person they want and men will marry the person they're with when they're ready.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Which
is how it is.
That doesn't always, like, those things don't line up always. So,
no, certainly not.
All right. Wow. Were you two on the cast of the original Love Boat?
Sorry, was I getting a little preachy, Rob?
Yeah. You know what they say.
I just want the best for everyone. And yeah. I just
cheers to falling in love, everyone.
Trust yourself. Okay. Just be yourself. Trust yourself.
Mm hmm.
Love one another.
Have a little tequila and a red wine if you feel like it. All right.
No, don't do that.
Yeah,
that
could be going well.
That will get you off the boat.
Yeah. Okay. So Jay's gonna have some opportunities to speak with a couple of the women on the ship. That he's gonna meet eyes with Nicole and with Elisa, who's intrigued by Jay. He takes care of himself. Jay and Elisa hit it off. They're talking about where Elisa's parents are from. Jay shares where his parents are from. Elisa really likes Jay. Okay. Situation to monitor.
Mm-hmm. It's something to watch for sure.
Okay. Let's go back to the captain's table. Not too much going on here.
I think Paolo could take a lesson from the fake Love Boat cast members because he's like pretty close to giving the same platitudes that they give.
Pretty much, yeah. Oh. So I think it's part of serving on the Love Boat. Yeah,
it's less words too. Like he's like they bill this as like the most romantic date. The captain's table dinner. It's like you get to sit with like a basic stranger
mm-hmm.
who's going to give you advice.
Yes.
Let the stranger third
probably
you.
Get from a fortune cookie.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah. But have fun. Like this is very romantic.
I do like Captain Paolo's signature catchphrase, which he always leaves. Ciao for now.
Now
is it CIA? Or is it chow for now, as in like, here's the food?
Oh, you now can chow for now.
Oh, yeah. Wow. And that's kind of sinister, though, because it's like chow for now.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And then you go back to go back to the peasant life where you don't get to eat at all. Because I don't know. I haven't seen the other people eating.
Well, they didn't really eat the food that they gave them either at the captain's table.
Hey, they tried escargot.
They tried the escargot, which
they didn't love it.
It's delicious.
Yeah.
I mean, they said they were all about it. Mm-hmm. I don't know why you would think they didn't love it.
I think that's one of those things where people are like, oh my God, snails. And it's like, if you have it like done well, it's like,
isn't
delicious.
It just like mostly butter?
Yeah.
Yeah. And like, and like herbs and garlic. Like it's delicious.
Okay. Oh, look. Jenny is so cultured.
Jenny's a fancy foodie. Bitch. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. I thought you would just like pizza and wings.
Well, I am a foodie after yes. all.
Okay. So Daniel, they talk about his engagement. He's healed. Don't worry. Okay.
How has he been engaged, broken off an engagement, and healed from it by the age quick of 25?
He's a quick healer.
It's making me feel very bad about myself. Yes. That's my only issue with Daniel is I'm like,
yeah.
What's the secret here? Because you're a little too good to be true.
Good point.
Well, he is a master of rebounding.
He loves basketball.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I just think that it's very admirable how poised he is. He is very mature. I mean, I know I was beating the drum of like, Matt thinks that no man at like, you know, Daniel's age could possibly be like mature enough. I know. But at the same time, every once in a while, I'm like, okay, like that is impressive. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I do think that there's some like, what's the secret here?
I don't know.
Maybe a little too media trained, to be honest. Mm. It makes me a little nervous.
Okay. Yeah.
Well,
I'm going to continue to be, hopeful that it is as good as it looks and that these two are meant to be and that everything will be great and we will continue to stand them after the show.
Yes.
Nothing could go wrong, right? Nothing ever goes wrong.
We famously get what we want on these shows.
The couple we all get really attached to. Nothing ever goes wrong.
It's never failed before. So,
yeah.
All right.
Tried and true.
So, Shaylin has the amulet that opens the real love boat suite and asks Daniel, how are you feeling about this? Are you comfortable? Are you comfortable with this?
Consent, baby. Very important.
Daniel is comfortable with the amulet.
Yeah.
Yes. He's comfortable as long as she's comfortable.
Yes.
And he didn't end up being unwell afterwards. So,
yeah.
So maybe that's the key. Maybe if you don't go to the suite with the amulet, you'll become unwell and be off the real love boat.
Okay.
They curse you.
We don't really see a lot of what goes on there. They check in, classy show, yada, yada, yada. We just hear about how they just laughed and laughed.
Listen, Daniel got her a second gold coin, which I thought they had to exchange their gold coin for the amulet, but now they both have a gold coin.
Mm. They got an extra gold coin. They didn't even pay for the suite.
Maybe they got it out of one of the other bars of soap.
It's just not making sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
My economics minor does not understand how this goods and service is getting exchanged.
I think that Daniel swiped a couple bars of soap. He's always thinking one step ahead. So I think he saw everyone leaving behind these tubs with half,
the used
soap. Yeah. Listen,
that's so gross.
Hey. This is how you make a buck. All right. It's not pretty.
Literally a buck.
Do we know what it is equivalent in currency?
We have no idea.
The boat has a currency exchange. Yeah.
Yeah. We have no idea what currency that coin is.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Elsewhere on the ship, Matt and Ezra get back together to talk about some of these other lovebirds humming. Okay.
Yes. Matt is talking about Elisa and Jay would make a lot more sense. Elisa and Nathan, it's not clicking. And Ezra's like, no. I'm sending Nicole and Jay on a date. We'll send Elisa and Nathan just need more time together. And this is where she put the final nail in Jay's coffin and sent him home.
Mm-hmm.
And I have been on board with Ezra's reads. And I have been like, yes, you are more perceptive. This is good. And this is where she lost me a little bit because I was like, why? Why are you doing this?
Like, for what reason?
Oh,
okay.
I don't know.
She's going to go for, okay, here's Jay, Nicole. She just delivers him.
Yeah, that was weird. I present to you, Jay.
Yeah. Okay. And I thought that they did have some good chemistry, Nicole and Jay. So I guess I saw what Ezra was putting down. I mean, I kind of was like, yeah, Dean is a child. Okay. This is a grown ass man. All right. Maybe this is going to work out better with Nicole.
Okay. So here is the thing. I agree. And I think that Jay would have been a better choice for Nicole as well. Mm-hmm. I just think that I agree with the idea of like, let Alisa and Nathan go on the date so that she can realize that like, it's never going anywhere, and then pick Jay. But I don't think that that was what Ezra was thinking. So it was like, I agreed with the idea of like, okay, give Jay an opportunity with Nicole, because Nicole is someone who definitely like, I think would be looking for a guy like Jay. And then also let Alisa see that it's not happening with Nathan so that she's also interested in Jay. And I'm thinking, this is great. We have two people interested in Jay. There's going to be a little bit of drama and we're going to get rid of Nathan.
We always get what we want on these shows. Nothing could go wrong.
Yeah.
That's wrong. Okay.
I was with you too. I was right there with you.
Okay. Yeah. Meanwhile, Nathan, he's going to be off with Alisa
playing tennis.
I believe that as my pickleball. Friend Tyson
was a pickleball. Yeah. Oh my god! Yeah. I was not paying close enough attention. Obviously,
mm-hmm. Listen, pickleball is picking up.
I'm just surprised that they were allowed to do pickleball as a date on TV because it's very loud. Tennis courts like in my neighborhood where they've banned pickleball because it's too loud, and the senior citizens living nearby don't like the noise. Okay.
If it's too loud, you're too old. Okay.
We know that the movie magic is occurring this show. So they took out all of the noise and post.
Also, in fairness, Kirsten, Alisa never hit the ball. That had she made contact with the ball, it would have been loud, but.
And that's the thing too. They keep doing these dates. Oh, Nathan has to go on an athletic date. He's doing basketball. He's doing all of this, blah, 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 blah. Why aren't they taking Elisa's interests into account at any point? Why does everything have to be a sporty date?
Mm-hmm.
It feels like, why can't they just eat some charcuterie or something? Yeah. I don't know what
Elisa can get
likes.
More.
I think she likes yoga.
Yeah, that is the one.
Of course.
And I mean, that would be great. This would give Nathan a perfect opportunity to check out her butt.
Yep.
But apparently, no, it's pickleball. But this man cannot shut up about her athleticism. I cannot stand how he is acting as if like athleticism is like a defining trait in finding a partner. Mm-hmm. It's not like she's like, I don't get out of bed ever. Like I am bedridden. I don't want to go for a walk. Like, no, she's just not an athlete. Mm-hmm. Like, that's it. That's totally fine. She's clearly down to try it out. And he continues to be like, you know, I really like Alisa. Her athleticism is not quite there. It's like, oh my God, you're so hard to please.
He then follows it up with like, as long as she can laugh at herself, it's all good.
Mm-hmm.
Which I appreciated the butt, but I was like, do we even have to mention this? Like the second time that he's been like, she's not as athletic as I would like. It's like, okay, well, you can't have it all, Nathan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm just trying to see what his baseball accomplishments are.
I mean, he didn't make the major league.
Yeah. So
do we have an article on him?
Yes. Well, yes.
I'm on
sportskeeda.com. And there is an article about him. They talk about how that he. As a junior at the what school he went to, which was University of Cincinnati. He was in the AAC all academic team, started 12 games for University of Cincinnati.
Well, and famously baseball players are the most athletic of all athletes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
How dare you, Kirsten?
Listen, I'm sorry. It's just a fact.
great butts though. And that's
I wouldn't know about that. To
appreciate them. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. From his teammates.
We got it. We already talked about Nathan and his issues with relationships. And then this kind of at least is like, all right, well, this is something at least. I can work with this. Okay. So she got to know more. All right. Then is it we're getting ready for the ceremonies already. Boom. Episodes fly by. All right.
Yeah.
Jay and Daniel, they talk a little bit about Nicole. This week, Daniel doesn't drop to Jay. You know, she told me I was her number one. Like he did to Jordan last week. Yeah. Or was that Nathan or Nathan or Jordan?
That was Daniel told
Yes, Daniel.
Jordan. Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
And I loved this whole time because Daniel still clearly wants Nicole to leave. Because Daniel's like, oh, you went out with Nicole. Yeah, she's great. But like, do you think any other girl could pick you? Like anybody else?
Get her out of here.
And then he was like, oh yeah, like Elisa, we had a chat. Like she's very easy to talk to. And like, obviously she's very beautiful. And like, Daniel's like, beautiful is an understatement. It's like, okay, you want me to be with Elisa? Jeez. Mm-hmm. So I think that there is definitely something to this where Daniel is like, get Nicole out of here.
Okay.
But I think that, you know, he's not sinking her as much because obviously the women are in control. So it doesn't matter. Nicole is staying. It's who she picks.
All right. So let's talk about the ceremony here. Okay. Let's get everybody out here. Sail away ceremony. Shaylin. Now, again, this is our biggest issue here with the Love Boat. Not a lot of drama here in the sail away ceremony. A lot of these couples, like we really build it up. Like, okay, Shaylin, who are you going to select? And then she's like, gives a speech.
Yeah.
Like, we know.
They don't even do like the Love Island thing is where they talk, you know, really slow with big pauses because, you know, this person is so nice and good and I would like
they also to call grown men with boys.
Yeah, they do boys and girls. Listen, there's problems with Love Island. I'm not pretending it's a perfect show. But yeah, the speeches are super weird. But and once again, they say, look at this ball full of ping pong balls or whatever bingo thing.
Cage. Yeah.
Yeah. Cage. Thank you. And there's no names even on the wider scene. Okay, with the balls. All right.
Well, this is a big point of contention. A lot of people are talking about this. Jenny first raised this on the podcast last week. It was a big topic on social media to the point where several of the real Love Boat fans, the same ones that leave us all the Apple Podcast reviews, all the Spotify reviews. Thank you. Lori at Lore. Kin responded, went on Twitter to say, there are no names on the balls. # the real love boat. # CBS. Just like the fake buttons on BB. Now, I don't know about the fake buttons on BB.
I don't know about that one. I do know Helen was pushed.
What are the buttons? What are the fake buttons?
Is it the veto chips? In competitions, maybe?
I think she's talking about the veto draw.
Oh, the veto. Yeah.
Maybe those are buttons. Maybe those are buttons.
Those are the buttons.
Mr. Jerry OC, friend of the podcast, responded as Bingo Boy. I am here to tell you there was, period. #
He's under contract. The real love boat. He can't tell us the truth. They own him.
You know, maybe he's telling a half truth where he says there was names, like there were names on the balls when they did the close shot of me with the name on the ball. But when we're seeing the balls bouncing around in the cage, how are we not seeing a name? And they literally said, okay, well, because the women are in control this week, only their names are on the balls this week. There are no names on the balls.
There were no names on the balls. Jerry O'Connell, if you need help, blink twice. We are watching.
We invite Mr. Jerry OC to come back on the pod anytime to refute this allegation.
Yeah, please. Yes.
I just want to know. It's okay. It's okay if there's a reason. I just want to know.
you know?
Transparency would be nice.
I feel like I'm being like gaslit here, yes. Where it's like there's definitely balls you just, or names on the balls you just didn't see it. It's yes. Like you can't see it. What
can,
like,
can I say also, Jerry O'Connell this past week also retweeted one David Bloomberg a tweet who said, wow. Jordan's type is pretty girl eye roll emoji. Jerry O'Connell retweet.
I mean, that's almost everyone's. Mm-hmm.
Yes, yeah. That's
like, definitely, if you're going on a reality show,
he's one of us. Yep.
Yeah. Okay. You know my type? Ugly. Yeah, I'm actually looking for ugly.
Like, even if it's like someone that other people think is ugly, like everyone thinks that the person they're interested in is attractive.
Okay. So, all right. Just we get yada yada through. Shaylin's gonna pick Daniel. Kendra, like, is gonna pick Jordan. What did she say about him? About how that he
someone
does
someone who drives me crazy, but in a good way.
In a good way. Okay. Yeah. Emily, she goes. She's gonna pick Marty. Did Jerry have goosebumps? Jerry got goosebumps from this?
Because Marty was talking about, like, he hasn't felt these kinds of feelings in a long time. And, like, it's so exciting, but it's scary. And then Jerry got goosebumps from
that. I literally dissociated for Emily picking Marty because I was like, oh, Emily didn't go. And then she was sitting on the chair already.
Yeah. Okay. So while I just say, I believe Jerry O'Connell. Okay. I stand with Jerry. I believe Jerry. Yeah. I will say that the order that the people went was a point in the favor of ping pong balls are rigged, because this was probably the optimal order that you would want if you were going to make a dramatic reality TV show.
100%. Because as it was going, like, I was like, oh, okay. If we get Elisa last.
Yeah.
Hashtag rigged.
Mm-hmm.
And
hashtag, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It happened.
So Nicole had to go. Nicole picked Dean. Were either of you surprised that it was Dean and not Jay?
A little.
Because it was like, it was something about what she said. I'm trying to remember like what her little, what she said about him was. And it was like, I don't know. I just like, she said something that I was like, this is not Dean. And then I was like, okay, it's Dean. Like, all right. I was happy though, because I want Dean around. This was my issue during this episode, where I was like, okay, Nicole might be the safer bet to actually pick Jay, but I don't want Dean to go. So I wanted Nicole to pick Dean, and I wanted Elisa to pick Jay.
Yes.
And sorry to Nathan, but I just don't think he's giving
me. I'm sorry to Nathan. I don't want him on the show anymore. I'm done.
I have the same issue that Elisa was having. I feel like I'm trying to give him so much, and he's just not giving it back to me. You know,
I also gave me the big butt thing.
First episode, I was like, okay. All right, buddy, let's hear it. Pizza and wings. And then since then, it's just been kind of like,
you know? All right, buddy, pizza and wings.
Okay. And then, so Dean lives to survive another day. I think that Nicole's going to regret that choice. And then we get down to Elisa has to pick. All right, Elisa, Nathan or Jay?
I knew this was going to happen. I hated it, but I knew I had to happen.
All right. Nathan, get in here, you. Okay. Nathan's the pick. I wrote in my notes, Jay.
Because Elisa should have picked Michael in the first episode. Elisa's been making bad decisions.
Will continue to disappoint us with her taste in men for months.
Making bad decisions. Yeah.
Yeah.
I wrote, Jay, nobody loves you. Very sad.
Oh, my God.
Somebody will. Somebody will.
I think Jay is probably going to do just
fine. He's
fine.
Jay going home. I think
his DMs are full.
Yeah.
Why did Ezra send him on a date with Nicole? She gets the full blame for this.
They do, like, when you don't get picked, though, there is like a shot of you just standing there looking like a total, like.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who among us hasn't had a moment on TV where they don't get picked and they sit there looking like an idiot?
I do feel like Rebecca felt extra bad saying shove off this time. Like, she was like,
it hurt her a little bit to be like, and it's time to shove off.
Sorry.
I have to say that. It was a thing I made up the first episode.
Gotta keep it going. Okay, let's clap it up for Jay. Come on, everybody. Come on. This really sucked for him. He was got on the boat and now he's leaving.
Yeah. So thanks for making this a great experience.
He was our guest for a day. Okay. All right. Okay. See you later.
I hope he got to stay on the cruise for a couple of days. Just separate it, just to have a little vacation.
We hope so.
I was definitely noticing like the other people on the cruise a lot more. Like I was noticing like background noise.
They're making a lot of noise. They're making a lot of noise on the cruise. Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, are those kids I hear?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Can you keep it down? We have a sail away ceremony happening. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. After that, Jay rethought, maybe I don't need to have kids so soon.
Maybe I don't need kids.
They're very noisy.
That is like the one thing people know about kids.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. That's Real Love Boat, episode number 3. We're having a ton of fun. We can't wait to come back and talk more Real Love Boat. Kirsten, Jenny, anything else?
Nothing.
So happy to be here.
I can't wait to go to Rome. You know, we are 100% getting like at least one when in Rome in the next episode.
Oh, that's next week.
Oh, that's going to be the first thing they say.
We're getting it multiple times. Well, you know what they say, when in Rome, like it's happening.
Mm-hmm.
You do know what they say.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. We ask our listeners always, hey, leave us some 5-star reviews on Apple Podcasts. And we get so many. I only have time to read a couple of them because we got to wrap things up. This is from great friend Steph Barilaro says that Real Love Boat Recap. I would never be unwell after listening to this podcast. Rob, Jenny, and Kirsten are hilarious, and there is truly is sustenance behind the mics. 5 stars.
Oh, I love that.
Okay, so
we bring the sustenance.
We do bring sustenance here. Okay, and then so many more that we don't have time to get to all of them, but appreciate all the many many Apple Podcast reviews that we got this week at robinswebsite.com/subscribe.
And keep them coming because. We live for the validation.
Mm-hmm.
Please.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We want to continue being the number one Real Love Boat recap podcast. Mm-hmm. So
do we have time for a few questions from the chat? Okay, real quick.
Sure.
Okay. This is a question from Willie579. Jenny and Kirsten, how do you stay so hilarious?
Why?
Childhood trauma.
And that. Yeah. Deep-rooted trauma and a nice glass of wine. No tequila in it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Well, great job once again. Thanks to everybody in the chat as well. Great job tonight going through everything. Kirsten, what's coming up for you this week?
Mess magnets. Sasha and I broke down the whole pink sauce debacle.
Oh my God, so I didn't know that yet. I have to listen.
Girly, you can learn there, as well as over on BoJack HorsePod. Lindsay and I broke down season 1, episode 7 of Toucan Birdie with Chappelle. So that was a really fun episode. And anything else I'm doing, you can find it on my Twitter at Kirsten Said What.
Okay, great job, Kirsten. What about for you, Jenny?
Nothing, Rob. Just living life on the Real Love Boat. And it's great time for sports, even though Rob, of our baseball teams.
Yes.
Listen, go National League is all I have to say. So good times, like baseball, hockey's back, basketball's back, football's good. I'm happy. And follow me on Twitter at Jenny Autumn. This is the only podcast I'm doing right now. It's filling my cup. Thank you for listening. That's all I got.
Okay. Well, we had a lot of fun here tonight. I had a lot of fun also with a couple of ladies that I know you're both familiar with podcasting with that I got to stop by the Love is Blind wrap up this week to talk about the premiere of Love is Blind season 3 with Asia and Mary. And we had a lot of fun talking through the first episode. They'll be back later on this week to talk about the full first week of Love is Blind back on Netflix, plus podcasts about The Mole, Survivor, The Amazing Race, and much more. all at robiswebsite.com. Thank you so much for listening, everybody. Take care. Have a good one. Bye.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.